I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us the second piece in a three-part series on locally grown chili peppers. Today, she talks with a Brewster farmer and learns to make a ground chili similar to paprika.
Ron Backer of Surrey Farm in Brewster is an avid cook. Recently, he got interested in a French spice called piment d'espelette.
2 years ago, I was looking at some recipes on the food channel in epicurious.com, and I kept seeing this espelette pepper, or it's, you may use cayenne as a substitute, and I kept seeing it. And being a vegetarian, I'm always looking for alternatives for flavors and spices rather than just adding more salt. And I said, let's try growing them. And that's how it started.
Ron discovered that espelettes are a mild chili pepper, bright red when they're fresh and a deep maroon once they're dried. He got the seeds from France and last year grew 40 plants. He got about 500 peppers in all and dried them in the traditional style.
In France, in the village of Espelette, you will see houses, whole houses from the eaves of the roof, festooned with long tresses or strings of these peppers from the roof to almost to the ground, drying in the sun.
After Ron dried the peppers, he put them in Ziploc bags and froze them because he was worried about mold. And this year, he's grinding the dried peppers into the final product.
So we're taking this food processor and we're putting about a third of the contents of each bag after carefully removing the stems over the food processor.
Ron adds about 20 peppers, which will grind down to a single ounce of piment d'espelette. He takes off the stems because they don't taste good, but he leaves the seeds in. They add to the flavor and give the finished powder a nice orange color. The trick in the grinding is to get the right size granule.
If it's too large, then it's sort of like hot pepper that you sprinkle on pizza. So I try to make it a little bit coarser than confectioner's sugar. So I'm going to turn this on.
He runs the food processor just with the regular blade for about 45 seconds.
It's there. And as you can see, we had the container filled all the way to the top. And right now we have about a half an inch of rough powder, which I am now going to put into the transfer bag.
The transfer bag helps protect us from the powdered chilies. Even though espelettes are a relatively mild pepper, Ron and I are starting to feel the effects of the chemical that makes peppers hot, a compound called capsaicin. When capsaicin gets airborne like this, it's an irritant, which means it burns any tissue it comes into contact with. And we're both starting to cough and tear up. For the next step, which involves grinding the peppers even finer, Ron puts on a mask.
So my voice is now a little muffled because we're taking this up to hyperspeed. So we're using just a regular coffee grinder like a Krups or a Cuisinart or any 1995 brand. And I run it for about 20 to 40 seconds, depending on the fineness. And I gently open it, and voila, what color is it, madame?
The color of the finished powder is very different from the dried chilies. The dried espelette peppers are deep maroon, but because the white seeds are ground too, the powder is a rich, iron-colored orange. It's beautiful. Many people use piment d'espelette as a rub on fish or poultry, and other recipes call for it in mayonnaise or sprinkled on popcorn.
What I do with it as a vegetarian is I use it with Thai food that I make. I use it with eggs. I definitely use it with pasta. And again, only a small amount, and I usually use it at the end, the way I use ground or chopped or minced garlic.
As with most peppers, you don't need much. The commune of Espelette is in southeastern France. And in the Basque cuisine of the region, piment d'espelette is even more common than black pepper. You can make chili powder with any variety of dried chilies. Sweet paprika comes from red bell peppers, and you can combine different peppers to make blends. Ancho and cayenne peppers are common in the blends we use to spice bean chili. Ron says it's similar to mixing grapes to make wine. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to Elspeth's blog on our website, where she's put up a recipe for popcorn spiced with piment d'Espelette. Next week, she continues her series with a piece on making hot sauce from locally grown chili peppers. You can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report online. That's all at capeandislands.org. The show is edited by Jay Ellison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.